This past week, as I was watching some of the swimming races coming out of Rio de Janeiro, I had a stack of 78 RPM records in front of me. I was cleaning years' worth of dust, grime, and dirt off of them, and I've never been an especially athletic person, but my wife leaned over to me and said that if record cleaning were an Olympic sport, I'd get a gold medal. Am I lucky or what? Oh boy, if I had played that record on this program a year ago, it might have merited a bit more of an explanation. That's the woman of the hour, Florence Foster Jenkins, the Grand Dame herself, in person, with a composition written for her by her accompanist Cosme McMoon. That's called Serenata Mexicana. I've not yet seen the Florence Foster Jenkins film starring Meryl Streep, although it's on my to-do list this coming week. I hear it's supposed to be pretty good. Florence Foster Jenkins, for the uninitiated, was a wealthy socialite in the New York City area in the early 20th century who fancied herself quite the opera singer. Apparently, she was fairly accomplished as a pianist in her younger days, and then turned more towards singing as she got older. To her credit, that record was made when she was about 75 years old. That was recorded in the early 1940s. It was issued on the Mellotone label, which was a recording studio in the New York City area. And physically, aside from the music on it, physically, it's an unusual record because it's a shellac 12-inch pressing, like most 78s, but the labels are glued on and the labels are sort of typewritten on a typewriter. I mean, it has the stock Mellotone Recording Studios label, and then somebody has, it would seem by hand, gone through and typed in the information for each side, and then they glued it on. So I wonder how many of these records were actually pressed. Nevertheless, it's a little minor jewel of my collection. Florence Foster Jenkins, Serenata Mexicana, to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records, good, bad, and so bad they're good. And I'm Brian Wright, playing these records for you. Well, I promise there will be no more Florence Foster Jenkins in this particular program. Maybe down the line, if people want, I'll play some more. But for now, let's turn to something a little different. Here's Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters, a Dot 78 from 1953. Johnny Maddox just celebrated his 89th birthday a week or so ago, so we wish him a happy birthday, and we'll take a listen to Alexander's Ragtime Band. Thank you. think the saxophone and some of the other instruments on that record give it a sound very similar to those made on the RCA Victor label by Papa John Gordy in the mid-1950s. But that's Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters, recorded for Dot Records in 1953, issued on Dot 15102, that classic Irving Berlin song, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Up next, I have a couple of 1920s dance bands for you, some of the very best dance bands of that era. First, it's Irving Aronson and His Commanders, a Victor record made in New York City on January 16, 1929. We'll hear Phil Sax, that's S-A-X-E, and a trio that includes, I believe, Tony Pastor singing All By Yourself in the Moonlight. After that, we'll head over to Chicago, a recording made in the Wurlitzer building there with Jesse Crawford, famous theater organist, with Gene Goldkett's Book Cadillac Hotel Orchestra. And how I wish they had made more of these. I think the combination of theater organ and dance band works wonderfully, wonderfully well. This is Victor 20257. The tune is I'd Love to Call You My Sweetheart. That's coming up second. First up, here's Irving Aronson, All By Yourself in the Moonlight.
Yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no thrill by the water mill, all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. It's insane swinging down the lane, all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no sport being one girl short, all by yourself in the moonlight. You can't commence winning arguments, all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no kick taking a buggy ride out on a country road, nobody at your side. Tain't no joy, who can you annoy, all by yourself in the moonlight.
Thank you.
And there you have Jesse Crawford playing the theater organ with Gene Coldcut's Book Cadillac Hotel Orchestra, I'd Love to Call You My Sweetheart, recorded in Chicago in 1926. Before that, it was Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Phil Sachs, and a vocal trio singing All By Yourself in the Moonlight from 1929. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, featuring a variety of 78 RPM records. And up next, I thought we'd change the pace just a little bit. Listen to a Conqueror record by the McDonald Quartet. This was recorded in New York in September of 1932, right in the depths of the Depression. Conqueror 8009 is the catalog number. It's a hymn that dates back to 1912 called Love Lifted Me. The tune was composed by Howard E. Smith, the words written by James Rowe. They apparently wrote this song together in a part of Westport, Connecticut. And James Rowe's daughter later recalled that the composer, Howard E. Smith, was a little man whose hands were so knotted with arthritis that she would wonder how he could use them at all, much less play the piano. I'll continue quoting. She says, "I can see them now, my father striding up and down, humming a bar or two, and Howard E. playing it and jotting it down." So that would suggest that maybe a lyricist James Rowe had a bit more to do with composing the music for this than is ordinarily given credit, but let's take a listen to it anyway. The McDonald Quartet now, Love Lifted Me.
I'm a sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Oh, my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence still, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul this song. Faithful loving service to him belong. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
That's the McDonald Quartet, recorded for the Conqueror label in 1932, Love Lifted Me. Quite an enthusiastic piano player on that recording as well. As a side note, an acquaintance of mine, Curly Temple out in Nebraska, has recently recorded that same tune and issued it on a vinyl 10-inch 78 RPM record. So you can go out and buy, still today, a brand new 78 RPM record of Love Lifted Me. I'm sure if you Google around, you'll find that. Couple of jazz numbers for you now. Here's another real shakeup. We're going to go to Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, or as I prefer to call him, Louis Armstrong, as he says on his record of Hello Dolly. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. A tune by Kid Ory, recorded in Chicago in February of 1926. This is the Muskrat Ramble. And this comes from a very, very nice reissue on the Columbia label, Columbia 36153. I say very nice because although this record was pressed in the 1940s, they're still using the original master for pressing it. So this is not a dub. This is exactly the same metal part that would have been used to press the original OK Records back in the 1920s, except instead of paying $200 or $300 for the original OK of this, it cost me, I think, all of about $2 or $3 for this Columbia reissue, and it sounds every bit as good, so I'm quite happy. After that, we'll hear Turk Murphy's Jazz Band and a number called The New Orleans Stomp, written by Lil Hardin and Louis Armstrong. This one recorded May 31st, 1949 in Los Angeles and issued on the Good Time Jazz label. So a couple of Louis Armstrong-related numbers now. First up, here's Louis himself with his Hot Five and the Muskrat Ramble. Thank you. two hot numbers associated with Louis Armstrong. That's Turk Murphy's Jazz Band and New Orleans Stomp, recorded out in Los Angeles in May of 1949, issued on the Good Time Jazz label, record number 7. Before that, Louis himself and his Hot 5, the Muskrat Ramble, or as it actually says on the label here, the Muscat Ramble. They leave out the R, M-U-S-K-A-T. And that was recorded in Chicago almost a quarter century earlier, on February 26th, 1926. Well, I've got another number here that goes back to about 1912. This one written by Percy Winrick. It's called Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet. I don't know if it's ever been given a treatment quite as hot as this, though. This is Duke Wilson and his 10 Blackberries, which is just a pseudonym here, a very fancy one for the Gene Cardos band. This is Romeo 1858, recorded in New York City, April 21st, 1932. And unusually, the record label says Foxtrot with vocal choruses. Now, the discographies say that both Dick Robertson and Chick Bullock are singing on this record, two of my very favorite singers of the era. But when I listen, I only hear Dick Robertson. I don't hear Chick Bullock in here. I think both choruses are Dick Robertson. Take a listen, though. See what you think. Here it is. Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet.
To the shade, and through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day.
And there you have a rather sprightly version of Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet, played by Duke Wilson and his 10 Blackberries, really a colorful pseudonym for the Gene Cardos band. That was recorded in April of 1932. Well, with all this talk of the Olympics in Rio, and lots of talk of medals, bronze, silver, and gold, I thought we would listen to a couple of selections that incorporate silver and gold in the title. I didn't have any that also incorporated bronze, so we'll leave that out for now. But we'll listen first to Billy May and his orchestra, a Capitol 78 from 1952, record number 1955. Liz Tilton and an ensemble sing the vocal on a tune called, very simply, Silver and Gold. After that, it's Frank Coombs, a countertenor, recording in 1910 for the Columbia label, a tune by H.P. Danks and Eben Rexford called Silver Threads Among the Gold. And of course, if you know the song, it has absolutely nothing to do with metals or really anything to do with metals, M-E-T-A-L-S. It's all about growing older and hair turning from gold to silver. A little sad, but a beautiful song nonetheless. I hope you'll enjoy them both. First up, here's Billy May. Two very different records now with Silver and Gold in the title.
Silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
When days are stormy and gray, when nights are lonely and cold, you'll find that kisses will warm your heart much faster than silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
Give me an armful of love, give me somebody to hold, give me the touch of a tender hand, and keep all your silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone's searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold. Gold. You'll never find a friend in silver and gold.
Darling, I am growing old. brow today. Life is fading fast away.
I often think there's something a little eerie about listening to countertenors that recorded in the opening decade or so of the 20th century, in part because that's just a style of singing that seems so foreign and antiquated now. I mean, even tenors, baritones of the 20s, 30s, 40s seem a little more relatable, but these countertenors singing in such a high range just seems very unusual. But there's something beautiful about it as well. That's Frank Coombs singing on a Columbia record, number A835. Recorded January of 1910 in New York City, and that's Silver Threads Among the Gold. Before that, Billy May and his orchestra, recording for Capitol Records in 1952, Silver and Gold. Little tip of the hat in a very roundabout sort of fashion to the Olympics going on in Rio de Janeiro. Here's a record from the Victor label, recorded in San Francisco at the Clift Hotel there in April of 1927. It's a well-known tune by Neil Murray, who was really Charles N. Daniels. It's called Song of the Wanderer. The singer is Maurice J. Gunsky, and I have a handful of his records on the Victor label. He had a very pleasing voice. He was a native Californian, born there in the year 1888, died in March of 1945 in San Francisco. And there's a picture of him that floats around online, shows a very handsome man in a fedora, and take a listen to this. See what you think. He has an unusual voice among singers of the era, but one that I like a lot. Here it is, Song of the Wanderer, sung for us by Maurice J. Gunsky.
Roads are so dusty, days are so long, my feet grow rusty, dear, just a wandering on. All the world's a mockery, even tree stumps laugh at me, 'cause I'm such a fool to be longing for you. Where shall I go when I go, where I go? Since you have sent me away, what shall I do when I do what I do? When you just haunt me all day, where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go when I go, where I go? Since you have sent me away, Where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go when I go? Where I go? Since you have sent me away.
Singer Maurice J. Gunski and The Song of the Wanderer, recorded in April of 1927 at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco, California. The Victor people sent a portable recording unit there for a few days. They set up, and Maurice J. Gunski, one of the artists who recorded. Victor 20630 is the record number for that. Well, we come towards the end of today's stack of 78s. Before we leave, one quick reminder that you can send me an email if you like. Let me know where you're listening to the program from. Submit any requests you may have, questions, comments, suggestions, all of that good stuff. My email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can also send me a message through my website, which is briansright.com. Again, www.briansright.com. You can find out more about what I'm up to in terms of piano performances. You can also listen to past Shellac Stack programs and send me a message through the contact form if you are so inclined. Well, our last 78 today is an unusual one. It's one that celebrates its 70th birthday in just a few days. It was recorded in Hollywood, California on August 19th, 1946. It's on the Green Columbia Masterworks label, and it's a composition by renowned composer Igor Stravinsky, performed by Woody Herman and his orchestra, under the direction of Maestro Stravinsky. This is Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto, a piece commissioned by Woody Herman for his orchestra. The band first performed it publicly, I believe, on a radio broadcast on the Columbia Workshop, and recorded it the next day for Columbia Records. Saxophonist Flip Phillips said that, quote, during the rehearsal, there was a passage I had to play there, and I was playing it soft, and Stravinsky said, "Play it, here I am," and I blew it louder, and he threw me a kiss. So, we will finish off today's program in a slightly different vein now, listening to the Ebony Concerto by Igor Stravinsky, played by Woody Herman and his orchestra. This runs about 8 or 9 minutes. It's a very interesting composition. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks for listening. I hope we'll see you next time for more 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. And now, here's Stravinsky. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.